with the North Coast BIA Spotlight on Lorraine. We are at the Sunset Terrace at Lakeview. Sun has come back out, and we can see some boats out there as well.
Beautiful day.
What are those people? How do they? They're a Thursday morning, and they're out on a boat. I got to talk about a career path with one of those folks out there. This portion is brought to you by the North Coast BIA, building lasting value for over 70 years. And a lot of people are members of the Building Industries Association, including those from First Federal Savings of Lorraine. We have Lisa Matuzak and also Corey Herkler. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure.
Why is it important for a savings and loan financial institution to be a part of a group like the Building Industries Association?
Well, I'll tell you, we're very, very proud to say that we have been a member for a long time, since I would say the mid-50s, if you can believe. The benefit and the value is there. Obviously, we're still members. We recognize that. We appreciate the efforts of the Building Industry Association. We're all tied in together, you know, lending, title companies, all of the trades, builders, realtors, you name it. We're all in this together.
Right. Well, sometimes when you want to build something, you end up having to get financing for that.
And that's absolutely.
That comes into it as well. What's the state of building in the economy? We went through a tough period where it was sometimes for certain people to get loans or housing starts weren't happening. What do you see happening right now?
Well, I can tell you everything is so much better just even in the last couple of years. Certainly everybody's aware that our economy took a little bit of a hit, some might say a big hit over the last 8 to 10 years. It's all moving in the right direction. The economy has slow, steady growth. Interest rates are still extremely low. Certainly Quarry has some great rates to offer for purchases or refinances and certainly construction lending as well. We're all moving in the right direction, so it's very positive right now.
Speaking of rates, which is fun. Well, you know, for rates, sometimes people they have to build so that whatever rate it is currently, that's what they get. Other people are trying to, is it time now? Should I wait longer? How low can they go? That kind of a thing. Where are rates like right now for people who are looking to, you know, finance a home?
30 years right now are in the low fours. Obviously, the lower the term, the lower the rate. They just dropped last week, but they're probably going to go up again this week. The secondary market raised their interest rates, so we'll probably raise ours a little bit as well, but they're remaining steady and pretty low.
Is 30 still standard? A lot of people trying to do 15 as well.
Have it across the board. It's really what the particular person fits right into. We offer terms 10 years up to 30. I'd have to say probably some of our most popular loan programs are our 20-year and our 25-year. Our 25-year program is really appealing, I think, to many people. Many lenders out there do not offer a rate break on a 25-year. They offer the 10 and 20, and then if you want a term in between the 20 and 30-year, you get the 30-year rate. So we're very proud of our 25-year program, which we do an exceptional amount of business with, and that does apply to our construction loans for customers and our purchase with repairs.
And if someone, typically if they qualify for the 30-year, I think our interest rate right now is a 4.125. They qualify at the 30-year, they're also most likely going to qualify at the 25-year, and that rate's significantly lower at 3.625. So we always try to push the 25-year. It's going to save a lot in interest over the life of the loan for that little bit of a shorter term.
Cut the shorter term down, save some interest. It's good for everybody.
We've heard some talk this week that the housing market really is picking up. Some people might list a home, and a week later they've got a buyer. Yet maybe they even haven't begun the process to getting in to their next residence. How long of a process is this once they come to you and the turnaround to get everything processed and everything goes well if somebody wants to pursue a loan?
Certainly. And I'll take a step back a little bit just to give a little bit of a recent history, which has been since October of last year. CFPB, we had some regulations that came down, and this is industry-wide, not certainly just specific to First Federal of Lorain, but any lender. So with the different regulations that have come down, which you know, basically has put us from a 30 to a 45 day close right in that area. But it's all good. You know, it's really not a bad thing. Obviously, some of these regulations come down. There were reasons for them to come down. We really, really focus, and this has been the philosophy of First Federal of Lorain since 1921. We really want people to be successful in what they do. We want them to be able to afford their home, be in their dream home, and be successful. So we're really looking to help people do that. It might take a little bit more time now, and I'm going to, again, say that's industry-wide, not just specific to First Federal, but we're going to make sure that people are successful in what they do. We pride ourselves on that.
We mentioned about how you were a member of the North Coast Building Industries Association.
Yes.
So this works well not only for consumers looking for things related to the building industry, but even with contractors and that. You work a lot on those, sort of that level of being able to assist them in different things too, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
We actually offer a construction loan program that many builders love to use. It's a great program. We put them on a draw schedule. We have a construction loan department. It's very easy to work with. The builder can come in after certain percentage of the home is complete, come in, get paid out on it. It's a great process that we use a lot, and it's been pretty successful thus far with our builders.
You know, and it's such a nice, you know, again, going back to being a true, true community bank that's still in existence, everything is at our main office on Oberlin Avenue. So we're very centrally located, underwriting, processing, closing, servicing, you know, all the way up through senior management is centrally located. That's a huge benefit to being a community bank because we want to serve our customers in our immediate area.
Well, when we talk to the people, other folks with the North Coast BIA, they talk about not only just the members and what they do, but they also give back to the community in a lot
sure.
of ways too, and that's what you do as well, and that's an important part for times now where it seems like everything is maybe larger than it needs to be, and there's not that local feel
right.
that you get from a lot of industry.
Right, and our philosophies are very similar. The BIA has been such a great partner with us, and we feel we've been for them. The education opportunities through the Building Industry Association, the networking, I know it's such an overused comment or word, it seems like, these days to get out and network, but I'll tell you, it's a priceless opportunity. If you can join the BIA, the amount of people that you'll meet within the trade on all different levels, which we spoke about at the beginning, I don't know if you can put a price tag on that. It's a great association to be a part of.
Well, as being a part of Lorain, you have the lighthouse in the mm-hmm. logo that you see there as well. So that's kind of a reminder of sort of the history, or at least where your community is, and it lets people mm-hmm. know that. But you're not just in Lorain, obviously, right?
Nope, we actually have 7 branch locations. We have 2 in Lorain, and then we go all the way out to Erie Island, Port Clinton area, and then as far east as Avon, which is where our other branches, but we service all the counties around us. Mm-hmm. Lorain, Erie, Huron, Medina.
Many, mm-hmm. yeah. All the way Cleveland, Cuyahoga County, all the way across over into the Port Clinton
and then
Islands
south
area.
Down into Akron mm-hmm. towards Kent.
So there is a reach to that you can
sure.
still take a small sort of community bank, yet make it a savings and make it useful to the people and what they want. Of course,
sure.
there is the online aspect too that a lot of people can take advantage mm-hmm. of too, and is how some people do a lot of their banking as well.
No question. Yeah, and if we don't have a physical branch within your neighborhood, certainly online is the way to go, and we have that all set up for whoever has interest in knowing about that
right.
or applying that way. That's a big part of where our business comes from as well.
Well, it's good.
It is just that era right now,
yeah,
which is good.
Yeah, sure, and be able to get those questions answered. You talk about specifics, because people think, well, this is the way it's done at other banks or savings and loans, this is the way it does. But you have a lot of different options, and people can probably even ask questions, talk, do you have something that'll fit my circumstance? And then you can see what product
sure.
you have that would go
yeah.
and fit
we,
that too.
We really value the time sitting and speaking with customers, even if it's on the phone, through email. We really want to spend some time with the people and get to know them. That, again, that goes back to our roots and our philosophy. We want to know our customer, and we pride ourselves on that. So we're going to spend the time with you. We're going to make sure that you're getting what you need.
Right. We appreciate your time this morning. It's hard to drag people away from work to come out to a terrace.
Real tough, isn't
terrace,
it?
We just want to stay. Can we stretch this out?
This could go on. Sure. We'll pretend. This will be a podcast only online. We'll just take it off the air and move on to another version of it. Lisa Matuzak, thank you for coming in
this morning.
Nice to see you again, Corey. Corey,
you're welcome.
He joined us on Monday or on Tuesday when we were over at the Historical Society. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of fun going to different places in Lorain. It's the North Coast PIA Spotlight on Lorain.